This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, have you ever given up coffee or even just cut back and suddenly found that your dreams turn into epic blockbusters every single night? Well, some people say they're more vivid, more emotional, and even more unsettling. But is there actually anything behind this? Well, Charlotte Gupta is a sleep researcher at Central Queensland University and has been looking into what happens when caffeine meets our sleep and our dreams. Charlotte, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Let's start with what so many people want to know. If you cut back on caffeine, do you really start having more vivid dreams?
Yeah, it is quite a crazy idea, and it's not something that I'd heard about before researching this. I'm a caffeine drinker, and most people I know are. But it's based on this idea that caffeine late in the day interrupts our sleep. So it's still having an effect on our brain when we go to sleep, and so it can still be meaning we get less deep sleep. And so if we suddenly cut back on caffeine, whether that's reducing our intake or stopping it altogether, our sleep sort of rebounds and we start to get more deep sleep, that rapid eye movement sleep, REM sleep, which is when we have most of our dreams. And so if we suddenly rebound and get more of that sleep, we're more likely to have a chance to have those crazy dreams.
So the crazy dreams could be an indicator that you are having healthier sleep. Is that right?
Yeah, it's really, in this case, potentially a sign that we're getting more of that sleep and our sleep sort of, I guess, recovering from maybe being impacted by caffeine. And it's not an effect where we've found any evidence that it would be long-lasting. Most people, when we have looked at, you know, the comments that they make online, it seems to only be a couple of days or a week maybe that they experience this. So not anything long-term.
Charlotte, you know what I hate? When you have one of those really vivid dreams, and it might be scary or something, you're arguing with someone and you wake up and it's almost like you've, you know, your mood for the morning is reflecting that dream because it seemed so real. I wonder if coffee has any impact on that as well.
Yeah, potentially. There's just so much we don't know about dreams and why they happen and, you know, what they might mean. And caffeine is definitely something that we know impacts our dreams, whether that's having caffeine late in the day that is impacting our sleep because it's still having an effect on the chemicals in our brain and making us feel less sleepy, or whether that's because we've cut back on caffeine and it's kind of rebounded our sleep. It's this idea that it's impacting the amount of REM sleep we're getting, which is when we've got that opportunity to dream.
For those of us, and I have to confess, probably I'm one of the worst culprits here, who rely on coffee just to get going in the morning, what exactly is it doing to our brain and our body?
Yeah, I'm the same. I feel like a coffee in the morning is definitely needed, like many of us. And I mean, it's probably part of it is the routine of the coffee and having that in the morning in the office helps as well. But the caffeine works on a chemical in our brain called adenosine, which is what helps make us feel sleepy. And so caffeine blocks that signal. And throughout the day, our adenosine signal increases each hour. So that sleepiness starts to be built up. And if we're blocking it with caffeine, we can feel more alert, more awake. We've got more cortisol and adrenaline running through us. So yeah, it really helps to make us feel more alert.
So this adenosine, that starts to build up, what, in the afternoon, does it? Towards the end of or the beginning of the evening, we feel tired, we go to sleep.
Yeah, throughout the day. So it starts from when we wake up and keeps sort of building up and then, I guess, resets when we're asleep and then again starts the next day. And so it's useful in the morning if we want to feel more alert to use caffeine. The danger starts if we're having it in the afternoon, and meaning that we're still then blocking that sleepiness in the evening when we want to get to sleep.
We're chatting with sleep researcher Charlotte Gupta about whether cutting back on caffeine can actually make your dreams more vivid. Charlotte, when we're in our REM sleep, that's when we dream most vividly. Is that correct?
Yeah, so the REM sleep is when our brain's most active throughout the night, throughout our sleep. And so it's when dreams are most likely to occur. So in studies where they've woken up people during their REM sleep, that's when they're able to report what they're dreaming, if they're dreaming. That isn't necessarily a rule for everyone that we know of. It could be that we all have vivid dreams during our REM sleep every night and we just don't remember them. It could be that only a few people have those dreams. So it isn't, there's just a lot we don't know about dreams, but if we're going to remember them, it's because they happen during REM.
I love it when you wake up in the middle of the night, you've had a dream, you think, oh, you know what, I must remember this because I need to tell someone about it tomorrow. And then the next day you can't remember it.
Yeah, it is crazy how our brain works.
I will definitely not forget this. And sure enough, I can't remember it. So if we're getting more REM sleep, Charlotte, does that explain why the dreams suddenly feel more like a Netflix special?
Yeah, potentially. So if we have more REM sleep, we've got more time for our brain, more opportunity for our brain to have those vivid dreams. And so that might mean that we're more likely to remember them when we wake up because we've spent more time having those dreams. We are also more likely to wake up during REM sleep during the night if we have got disturbed sleep. And if we wake up during REM sleep, we're then likely to remember, just like you were saying, what dream we're in the middle of. So, yeah, a sign that we can sort of remember our dreams could be a sign that there's something more going on with our sleep.
So for those, Charlotte, who I suppose can't live without coffee like you and I, is there a sweet spot for timing caffeine so I suppose it doesn't wreck our sleep, our REM sleep and our dreams?
Yeah, so this is definitely isn't a message to say stop drinking coffee if coffee is something you like and enjoy. I definitely don't want to go on the record and say that. I would be a hypocrite otherwise. But what we found, so my co-author on this article, Dr. Carissa Gardner, did a study looking at all of the studies that have measured caffeine and sleep and found that having caffeine up to 8 hours before bed is what's going to still have an impact on our sleep. So having it in the morning, fine, maybe early afternoon, but anything sort of from early afternoon onwards, if you have coffee then, you're likely to still have an impact of that on your sleep. And it might not be something that you necessarily notice. So you might still be able to fall asleep, but it's going to be impacting your ability to get really deep sleep.
So the only thing you might notice might be something like you just don't wake up feeling so refreshed or something like that. Would that be correct?
Yeah, yeah. And especially because coffee is such a routine, there's a lot of people that have, you know, a 3 or 4 p.m. coffee and feel like they can still, you know, get to sleep on time, but it's likely that it would still be in your system and still be impacting your sleep. And so potentially trying to move it earlier in the day and seeing if you notice any difference could be a good way to go.
Okay, I'm going to move the clock back to 2 p.m. from tomorrow and see what it does. Charlotte, really good to chat with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That was Charlotte Gupta, sleep researcher at Central Queensland University. And if tonight you dream about flying, fighting, or the worst one, forgetting your clothes at school. I've had that one. Well, maybe blame that afternoon coffee.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.